Today, inshallah, I want to talk about something else related to not only just the youth, but it's more of a problem regarding the children, which in essence falls on the responsibility of us parents. I want to begin with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is painting a picture for us in this hadith. When he talks about responsibilities, he says that the shepherd is responsible for his flock. Last week I gave you the example of why did every single prophet become a shepherd. If you remember, I talked about this. Because the shepherd, by taking care of his flock, he builds bravery, he builds understanding, he builds responsibility, and the list goes on. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a man is like a shepherd, he is the one who is responsible of his family, to protect his family. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara," it is a responsibility of the man, and not only that, but with the support of his wife, the mother of the children, to protect their children, and not only just protect their children from Jahannam or making wrong decisions, but to make the right decisions for their kids. Let me tell you what happened some time ago. I had a gentleman who came to me. He said that we're expecting a child. We're expecting a baby boy. So I said, okay, mashallah, mabruk. So they said that, but we are thinking about doing things a little differently. I said, please explain. So they said that as far as the circumcision is concerned regarding the child, we're thinking that we don't want to do the circumcision of the child, and we want to wait to a later time in that child's life, and we want to see if that is their decision or not. If it is their decision, then we will do the circumcision. And if it's not their decision, then we won't do it. You see, this is one of the biggest problems of our society today. Letting children make decisions for their future, when the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that we as parents, we are responsible. We are the shepherd and they are like the flock. We have to make the right decisions for them. So this idea that let the children, first of all, the children are too small, or let the children make their own decisions in life. Brothers and sisters, to be honest, our children, they don't know how to make decisions when they are young. Their decisions are based on entertainment. Their decisions are based on what is fun. That's all that their paradigm and their world paradigm is. Anything that's going to be fun, they're going to do that. You ask a child, you want to go to school? No, I don't want to go to school. Okay? It's not like they will wake up late. They will still wake up in the morning, bother their parents. Okay? They will still be there, and they want to stay at home, not do anything. Do they want to do homework? No homework. They want to take any responsibilities? No responsibilities. This is how a child is generally. And you and I, we all went through that. The thing is that we were growing up in a time where our parents made decisions for us. And our parents made decisions for us based on what was khair for us, what was good for us. And though we may not liked our parents' decisions regarding us, today we turn around and we thank them. Today we turn around and we appreciate them for all that they did for us. And we realize that putting some kind of strictness on our children and applying some kind of discipline is the right way to go. Now, the reason I bring this up is because another issue that I'm seeing, especially when it comes to the children, and see, a lot of times, before I get into this, we read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we say we have our own understanding regarding this hadith. But when you look at the current situation we're living in, we're not able to bring the two together. And sometimes when we're trying to bring the two together, there might be an injustice. For example, you know, the other day I had a discussion with a brother. He said that I believe that in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like there was a situation. It was not a common occurrence. It was not your mainstream practice. But nonetheless, there was a situation where a 10-year-old child led the salat. Now, often people want to come forward and say, oh, I want my 10-year-old child to lead the salat. Or I want a 10-year-old to lead the salat. Well, you got to understand that there's a difference. Today, when I come to the masjid, I see, mashallah, there are some 10-year-old children who are praying salat well. But there are a lot of 10-year-old children too who are like this also. You understand? Training the kids is important. At the same time, that their understanding of tahara, our understanding, the kids of today, a 10-year-old child does not have the basic understanding of tahara for the most part. You understand? It is our responsibility as parents that yes, when they're using the restroom at home, we teach them how to use a restroom at home. But we have to also educate them that when they go to public spaces where it might not be so clean, how to protect yourself. How often do we see kids walking inside with socks on, going inside the bathroom, no slippers, going inside the restroom, using the restroom, coming outside, when the time of salat comes, quick masah on the socks, and they're coming inside the masjid like this. The tarbiyah, the education, is extremely important. In addition to this, that I'm seeing that we need to always really, subhanAllah, we need to really emphasize on our children is, what I really want to get today is the importance of clothing. Lately, lately it's been on my mind to talk about this. When I come to the masjid, I see so many children, subhanAllah. First of all, the shirts, in a certain capacity, they're fine. In a certain capacity, they're fine. But how many children today, they come to the masjid and they're wearing shorts? And one is shorts that are going, like they come here to the shin area. That is still acceptable to a certain degree. But when you see children coming in and you're wearing shorts at the knee, that when they go into ruku, then when they go into sujood, the knees are going to be exposed. Covering the knee is part of the awra of a man. It is part of the awra. That means that it must remain covered throughout the duration of the salat. It doesn't mean that it should be covered while I'm standing, while I'm making ruku, while I'm making sujood. When the knee is bent, usually the shorts, they come a little up and the knee is often exposed. I understand that if the kids, first of all, even honestly speaking, if the kids want to come, and this is an issue that we see even with our youth. I have seen 16-year-old people coming here to this masjid, 18-year-old people coming to the masjid. And I've seen even adults, unfortunately, coming to the masjid when their shorts are to here. First of all, is that wearing shorts like this in public for a man, a Muslim man, is unacceptable. It doesn't matter where you're going. Even I've talked about this in the past, a long time ago, that even at home, this actually starts from home. At home, how should the parents dress? How the parents dress is how it will cultivate the mind of these children. If the parents have a habit of dressing not well at home, then eventually the kids are not going to dress well too. They're going to feel the need that, why do I have to dress? If the parents are not going to dress according to Sharia, I'm not saying you have to wear a full thobe and everything at home, but there are certain aspects that we have to fulfill as parents. And we have to teach our children that this is what needs to be covered at the bare minimum. Then when the time of salat comes, we teach our children, this is how you are to pray. This is how you are to dress yourself up. But when we are not teaching our children, then our children are not going to understand where are the limitations. So they're coming and they're wearing these kind of shorts in public. I wear sometimes shorts, but I wear them here to the shin area. I don't wear them even anywhere above, because that is what we need to understand. That's what we got to teach our children too. So from a young age, if the parents are not doing this the right way, the children are not going to understand this the right way. And not only that, but if the parents, especially the parents, and subhanAllah, just the things that you see nowadays, but even when there are joint activities, there are times I've seen, Muslims coming together, joint activities, brothers and sisters. Sisters are still dressed somewhat modest, but you'll find a few brothers, they're dressed, once again, the women over there, and there are non-mahram women, and their shorts are to here. So this is what has been bothering me, honestly, that I feel the need that we need to address, and we need to really make a sincere effort within our families to do better. when kids are growing up and they come, and if they're dressed, there are sometimes, there are some kids also, by the way, just from the time I've joined here at Epic, I've never seen them in pants. Okay? I've never, ever seen them in pants. And I wonder, like, should I buy them a pair of pants? Like, there's just no pants in their vocabulary, subhanAllah. So this is something that really needs to be emphasized. Also, when it comes to even the girls, to be honest, there are so many times where girls are coming in, mothers are coming in with hijab, mashallah. But even when the girls are coming in, put a hijab on them. Even if it's not necessary, put a hijab on them. You know why? Because often what happens is that when you say that, oh, they're young, don't put it on them. Don't force it upon them. Let them make their own decisions. First of all, I don't understand this concept. Let them make their own decisions. When the Prophet says, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyati," that means that as parents, we need to make that decision for them. They may not like it. Put it on them. They will grow the love for it. If the mother is wearing the hijab and they're praying salat at home and they're wearing the hijab, they're standing with mom and they're praying salat and they're wearing the hijab and they're doing that 5 times a day, if not 5 times a day, at least 3 to 4 times a day. And then they're going outside. They see mom wearing the hijab. They see the older sister wearing the hijab. Then eventually they're going to want to wear the hijab. When you send them to the masjid, don't tell them that this is your choice. You put the hijab on them. From a young age, when they keep on wearing the hijab, when they grow up, they're going to want to remain in the hijab for the most part. When you see girls often, they don't want to wear the hijab. It's because from a young age, they were never taught the importance of wearing the hijab. When you find men who don't want to dress properly, it is not because of who they are, but it's because when they were young, they were not educated the right way. So this is why, and this is, you know, subhanAllah, I saw one gentleman some time ago here at Epic. He came and he was wearing shorts, and he's trying to pull down his shorts right before salat so that his knees can remain covered. This is not the right way. So this is why the most important thing that I want us to understand from this brief khatira is, number one, this idea that we will let our kids make their own decisions. Let them make their own decisions when they're teenagers. Let them make their decisions when they become adults. If they make the wrong decision, they will learn in life. They will learn the hard way. But when they're kids, you as a parent, you make that decision. Keep this hadith in mind. This hadith is not only about responsibility. It's about, just like a shepherd makes decisions for its flock, likewise, the parent makes decisions for their children and for their family. This is what this hadith means. Number two is salat. Once again, the only way our kids will understand the importance of salat, if it is built at home. When you see kids, they don't know how to pray the salat, it's because often they're not praying at home and their parents are not praying. And even if the parents are praying and they're seeing their kids, you know what they're saying? At least khada to hai. At least he's standing and he's praying salat. No, make him pray salat the correct way. Let's not be content over the small that they're doing. Let's teach them the full magnitude, the full understanding of salat. And number three is, especially when it comes to clothing, please, 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 make them wear the proper and appropriate clothing from a young age. And this falls, number one, on the parents. As parents, we cannot dress the wrong way and then expect our kids to dress the right way. We as parents, we dress the right way when they go out, and then our kids, inshallah, will eventually learn how to dress the right way. Yes, alhamdulillah, there are some kids, there are some youth who dress well, but there are a lot of children also who are not dressing well. And once again, it's not on them, it's on the parents. It starts off with the parents, and then it trickles down into the family. If these kids, they know how to dress well, they know how to dress modestly, and haya is part of our faith. Haya is everything to us, because as there's a saying, I believe, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you have no haya, you do whatever you want. When you look at the society, wallahi has no haya. That's why they act like animals. You understand? That's why one thing that protects us from going and crossing the limits is that haya that we have. And today there are not only just Muslims, there are non-Muslims, I can tell you, who are writing about haya, who are writing the where is the modesty within our kids, where is the modesty? But when you have the music culture, when you have the Hollywood culture, when you have the woke culture, everyone is saying, do whatever you want to do. You have all these people that our youth are running after. They admire, they follow them on Instagram and TikTok and everything. They are exposed to this culture over and over again. And these people have absolutely no haya in the way they talk. They have no haya in the way they dress. They have no haya in the way they carry themselves. Then this is why they are impressed and they look up to them. That is why we need to protect our children from the fitnas of our society. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us tawfiq inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to raise our kids the right way on as-sirat al-mustaqim according to the teaching of the Quran, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.